Hello, and welcome to Peer-to-Peer Podcast. I'm Jahi, your host, and Happy New Year. In this episode, we will begin listing the top 10 cryptocurrencies, their uses, as well as their price. So join us, peer-to-peer. Hello, and thank you for joining us again this week on Peer-to-Peer Podcast. I'm Jahi, your host, and as mentioned in our introduction, in this week's episode, we will list the top 10 cryptocurrencies, their uses, as well as their price. If you followed us up to this point, we've laid a basic foundation of blockchain technology as well as cryptocurrencies. And we've tried to describe this technology in plain English. And in this episode as well, we will list the top 10 cryptocurrencies as described by the creators, and perhaps add in here and there our own experience with these coins. So let's begin. As mentioned in our first episode, Bitcoin, capital B. If you've been following us, you understand the difference between Bitcoin, capital B, and Bitcoin, lowercase b. But everything begins with Bitcoin. When you're speaking of cryptocurrency, the name Bitcoin is almost interchangeable with other cryptocurrencies, even though there are hundreds of other cryptocurrencies. When one thinks of cryptocurrency, they think of Bitcoin. And the primary reason being that Bitcoin, although actually not the first cryptocurrency, it's the one that has lends itself to recognition in the minds of most people. It's been around the longest in this phase of cryptocurrency development, and people have begun to trust it on a large scale. So it's considered the gold standard as it regards cryptocurrencies. So let's give a short explanation of Bitcoin as described by the company itself. Basically, it says that Bitcoin is the original cryptocurrency, and if you followed us from our first episode, it was released in 2009, and basically it's internet money. It's digital money that began electronically and primarily remains electronic unless you want to exchange it for fiat money such as a dollar or a euro. And in its description, it's listed as a decentralized coin, meaning there is no one person or single company that controls Bitcoin. If you followed us up to this point in our previous episodes, we mentioned peer-to-peer transactions. And Peer-to-peer basically meaning that electronically there are hundreds or maybe thousands of people around the world who exchange cryptocurrencies either as an investment tool or to pay for products and services. So Bitcoin being the first cryptocurrency, and when it was created, Mr. Nakamoto stated that he wanted a peer-to-peer, non-centralized form of money. Bitcoin was born, and since that time, it's had its ups and downs, and as of today, it's trading at over $7,000 per coin. And for the average person, that price is out of reach. So primarily the people who are holding Bitcoin at this point are major investors, millionaires, venture capitalists, people of that level. And so when one speaks of cryptocurrency, again, that name Bitcoin comes up, but unless you are someone with a significant amount of money to pay for Bitcoin, the average person is not going to purchase Bitcoin for $7,000 per coin. So, remembering that there are hundreds of other Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, the next cryptocurrency we want to mention is a coin called Ethereum. And Ethereum has what's called its own blockchain, as Bitcoin has its own blockchain. And Ethereum primarily was developed to initiate what's called smart contracts. Basically, it allows people to send money from one person to another automatically if certain things are met. So if a person initiates a currency exchange, a smart contract allows for, on the other end, the contract is not initiated or furthered unless certain conditions are met in the contract. So it's primarily built for smart contracts. This could serve purposes in the insurance industry, selling of houses, even as far as creating your own coins. In fact, most coins that are created on the Ethereum blockchain because it's an easy code to learn. And basically, you can almost set up a cryptocurrency within a few minutes if you have the desire to. Now, remembering, we mentioned in our previous episodes that cryptocurrencies are created for specific purposes. I mean, if you want them to have longevity, the idea is for them to serve some purpose in the real world. What problem do they solve? And Ethereum, its primary purpose in the real world is to initiate digital smart contracts, or contracts where certain actions are initiated if certain other actions are met in that contract. And as of right now, Ethereum is trading at somewhere around $135 per coin. And that's a little bit more in the average person's range. If a person were wanting to experiment or just see what the cryptocurrency landscape was about, basically an investment in it, and this is not investment advice. I'm not a professional investor. I'm just basing it on my own experience. $135 into a digital wallet, and we described what a digital wallet was in our previous episode. Basically, you would go to the Ethereum blockchain or to a online decentralized exchange where other cryptocurrencies are sold, and you would purchase as much Ethereum as you want. If you just wanted one coin of Ethereum, you would pay $134. It will be downloaded into your wallet. And if you wanted to make a real world purchase, you would, in your wallet, you would actually exchange the value of that Ethereum for money, whether it was a dollar, a euro, or yen, or a franc. So far I've mentioned Bitcoin, which is trading at over $7,000 per coin. Ethereum, which presently is trading at $135 per coin. Welcome back. And continuing with this episode, we're going to go to our next coin on the top 10 list. And it's actually not even a coin. It's considered a token. In the digital economy, you have cryptocurrencies and you have tokens. Cryptocurrencies generally are considered money, you know, like dollars and cents. Tokens are somewhat the same thing, but they're usually utilized within a specific community built for a specific purpose. So their primary value is within a specific community, as opposed to a cryptocurrency, which can be utilized anywhere. Tokens usually have more value if they're utilize within a certain community. So number three on our list is a token actually called Ripple, and presently is trading around 19 to 20 cent per token. And again, if you were with us last episode, if you have a digital wallet and you wanted to get your feet wet and experimenting with the digital economy, cryptocurrencies and tokens, you would basically go to a decentralized exchange or to Ripple's website, and you would purchase their token. And I know for a fact that because of the low price point of a token such as Ripple, they may require that you purchase maybe $35, $45, $50 worth of their token, as opposed to one token, which is 19 or 20 cent. And as regards Bitcoin, it's so far out of my range that I haven't even went to their website to even investigate purchase, or do they require that you purchase more than one coin. But I do know for a fact that for the lower price point, the coins at a lower price point, they will require that you purchase a certain amount of their coin. But again, I haven't done investigation in regards to Bitcoin. Do they require that you buy more than one Bitcoin to make a purchase? I hope not, but it may be. So basically, Ripple being a token, and Ripple is the name of the company that actually created the token. It is not considered a cryptocurrency. It's considered a cryptocurrency primarily based upon what's called market capitalization, how many people are utilizing it, how much money they've raised, and that's why it's on the top 10 cryptocurrencies. Ripple is primarily used within their ecosystem, and they're a technology company. So we had to mention it, but it's not actually considered a cryptocurrency. Finally, in this episode, we're going to, the last coin that we'll mention is a coin called Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin Cash is actually like, it's actually Bitcoin, but at a certain point in Bitcoin's development, certain people within that development community had differences with other people within that community. And they decided to do what's called in the blockchain technology a hard fork, meaning they wanted to break away or make adjustments to the blockchain that other people didn't agree with. So a certain amount of the original Bitcoin community disagreed about, well, specifically, they disagreed about what I mentioned earlier about how long it takes Bitcoin to make transactions on its blockchain. Remember, I mentioned that Bitcoin usually takes 5 to 10 minutes to process a transaction. Certain people within the original community said that they wanted to make adjustments to the code so more transactions could take place in a shorter period of time. And people didn't agree with that. So, because all blockchain technology is what's called open source, you, I, or anyone who wanted to make adjustments to that code, the Bitcoin code, or the Ethereum code, or the Ripple code, or any other cryptocurrency's code, if we wanted to go into that code and make an adjustment for our personal needs, because it's an open source code, we can do that because the code belongs to no one. So certain people in the original community wanted to make changes to allow Bitcoin blockchain to make more transactions in a shorter period of time. Other people didn't agree with it. So certain part of the community broke away from the original community and created what's called Bitcoin Cash. And basically, Bitcoin Cash is, I guess, the little brother of Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin. It's created from the same code by some of the same people, but the people who created the Bitcoin Cash, again, wanted to be able to make more transactions in a shorter period of time on the blockchain. Hence, they created Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin Cash presently is trading a little over $200 per coin. And even that at that price, if one wanted to again start investigating, experimenting, investing, or just utilizing on a day-to-day basis cryptocurrencies, that price point is a reasonable one for the layperson to begin their process. Welcome back. And as we come to the end of this, our fourth episode, we've listed four of the top 10 cryptocurrencies. We've given their use cases as well as their per coin price. And in staying true to our primary purpose, which is to simplify the technical language surrounding blockchain technology, we hope that we continue to spark your interest in investigating this new technology. Although it's still in its what's considered its infancy, we do believe that in the years to come, it will increasingly play a part in the financial lives of everyone. And it is our hope that in these early stages, we can play our part in sparking your interest in being proactive in making this technology useful in your day-to-day lives, as opposed to having it imposed upon you by institutions. So, just giving you a heads up about our upcoming episode. We will list the next four coins on the top 10 list. And those coins would be a coin called EOS, that's EOS, a coin called Litecoin, a coin called Stellar, and a coin called Tether. So, join us next week on Peer to Peer Podcast. I'm Jahi, your host, and thank you for joining us.